this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To all our preachers and deacons and trustees and all my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, God is a good God. Do you really love Jesus? Do you really love him? Tell him. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Do the best you can to keep his commandments. He approved his love towards us. We ought to prove our love towards him. Thank God for our choirs and our babies and our young adult choir. Hallelujah. I didn't know that young man could sing. He inviting some more young men up there, you know. To, we know you can sing. What you hiding your voice for? Hello. Sing and do for Jesus while you can. Yeah. Go while you can for Jesus. Because you don't know when you may stop going. Go while you can. Use yourself for him while you can. God, who need nothing, number 153. Who needs nothing. Matthew 18, if you will, beginning at the 11th verse. Matthew 18, beginning at the 11th verse. It said, for the Son of Man has come to save The Son of Man has come to save. That's what it said. He come to do what?
Save.
That which was what?
Lost.
Son of Man come to save that which was lost. What lost? How think ye if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, does he not leave the 99 and go into the mountain and seek that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Anybody love you? Jesus love you. And we don't have to turn the flip to know that. He didn't just talk it, he proved it. That he loved man's soul. Bless his holy name. The real church. of Christ. Take lost souls too lightly. It seems like now, in this last age, people are not concerned. The church is not concerned for lost souls. This is Jesus' main purpose of coming into the world. The main purpose of coming into the world. Healing a limp leg was secondary to his coming. Giving sight to the blind, secondary. But souls, Lord Almighty, but souls that lost, he come to seek them. Lord Almighty. Jesus is showing his church how valuable is one soul to him. One soul. No matter how unlovely they may seem, the church got to be concerned for lost souls. We find many, not only unloving folks that are in the world, but you find them in the church. In the local church. Unlovely peoples. Jesus said that he will leave. That's what you got to look at here. Leave the 99 and go seek that one. Everybody said that one. Which gone astray. That's something to think about. You can't just jump over that right now. What a loving God. What a concerned God. But you got to first look at the love of God. His love for us. Watch this now. Leave the 99. It's so important. Some Bible says, well, it's just one, but he'll leave the 99. You go through all that trouble, leave the 99. He loves us just that hard to go wrap around trying to find that one lost sheep. You're talking about a value. That's a value to God. A man's soul is very, very valuable to God. I got 99. What I need with that one? What I need with that one? I got 99. You worrying about one? Don't y'all see the love of Christ? Yes, sir. One lost sheep and got 99 in the stable. Yeah. Ain't worried about them, but he left the 99.
Yes, sir.
Look at the love of God.
All right.
And God left that in the church hand.
Yeah.
Good God. Do we ever witness a lost soul? Some of us, we take this lightly. We take God's soul lightly.
Yes, sir.
Take it to life. Oh, the church really leaving her calling.
That's right, Pastor. Amen.
We ain't just called to come in here and shout.
That's right,
Pastor.
I mean that. We didn't just come in here and just look at the preacher. Look around. We, God set us apart. To continue what he stopped off doing. Jesus come seeking. Now he put it in our hand. He done done what he's supposed to do. Now he going back to the Father. So I'm giving it to my church now. To go and seek the lost. I ain't trying to put nobody on the spot.
Come on, Reverend.
When the last time you talked to a sinner?
Come on, Reverend.
I'm talking about trying to get him saved.
Yes, sir.
When the last time you talked to a sinner trying to get him saved?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Come on, yeah.
This the church job.
Come on, yeah. Take your time. Glory to God.
Jesus come to seek God Almighty.
Yeah.
Lost soul, looking around, seeking to find some lost soul. It take a big heart of somebody.
Come on, come on.
You can't mess your heart somebody who got 99 sheep, and here one walked off, got lost, nibbling around when he had no business.
Got no business. Come on, Reverend.
Jesus probably had him somewhere in the stable or have him somewhere where he could keep an eye on him. But if you don't watch yourself, the devil have you nipping.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nipping at certain things in the world, nipping at that, and you walk yourself, you forgot about you left your home there. You just nipping. So I want to be seen. Just nipping. Now I done got lost. I ain't satisfied what God already done for you.
That's right.
He started nipping at everything but the Lord Jesus.
That's right. Go ahead.
He come to seek and save that which was lost.
Well,
oh boy. Ain't you glad you found?
Yes.
Looking for the one that left. Caught on that one astray. That's a loving God. A loving God. Look at the neighbor. Neighbor. Have you ever talked to a sinner about being saved?
Well,
if you're scared, you ain't going to do it. Can I say scared?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a chicken. It don't make no difference.
Yes, sir.
If you're ashamed.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Take your time. On your job.
Yes, come on.
They give you what they want you to do on paper just about in.
Come on.
And you go do something else, they're going to get you. But God saved us, we said. And he told us, don't you stop right here, Walker. Keep on going and telling somebody where I stopped off at. That Jesus come to die for their lost soul. That's the church job. What have happened to the church? If nothing, Jesse, that ought to be a surprise to us who study the Bible.
Right.
And when you study the Bible, you'll see what done happened.
Right.
And you'll see, and it's going to get worse because the Bible already done told you what going to happen.
Yeah.
We who supposed to be there, the Bible said in the last day, don't fall away from the feet.
Yeah.
So it's getting worse.
Yes, sir.
Because of we not doing our job. Watch this, Lord, I'm mercy. We think just because we come to a local sermon, that's all.
All right. Come on, Reverend. Thank you.
We got a job to do after we leave here.
Yes, sir.
Sinners can talk to us on our job, and we're at the ball talking about everything but Jesus, and you let them lead you, y'all lead them sometime.
That's right.
This is your job. What wrong, Pastor Walker? Half of us are ashamed and afraid. What you are ashamed of?
Wake up on me now. Wake up. I see so many sleep. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. I don't want to go shake your hand. Most of our shame.
Uh-huh.
Don't say you can go sleep on this heart and him, buddy.
All right. Right,
you must didn't get no sleep last night or something. Something like that. Most of us are ashamed and afraid.
Amen.
What folks don't say, what the devil don't say. Let the devil say what he wants to say.
Right.
You ought to make the devil mad sometimes.
Boy, you're right.
He come to seek God Almighty for lost souls. Looking for that one.
Yes.
That's what gets you, boy.
Yes,
he ain't satisfied.
Yes.
Got all the others. He got 99 sheep here.
Uh-huh.
And one got lost.
Yes.
He going to leave them. Why are he leaving them? Because they say.
Yes. Yes. All right, Pastor. They say.
Yes. But what happened to the one? The devil got a hold to him some kind of way.
Come on, man.
When the leader says, come on, follow me, he got it grazing off another way and got lost. You got to watch the devil. Watch this. There's so many church folks. They've been in church a long time, and if you don't watch yourself, the devil will grave you off with other things of the world to stop you from coming to the local church. Got to watch the devil.
Amen.
He'll let you dream about something. The devil ain't about to be no fool. He'll switch. He'll let you dream about something, and you'll let it affect you with Jesus.
That's right,
or let somebody say something about you. All that kind of stuff. Let them say what they want to say about me. But I care about you talking about me. I must be bothering you.
All right. Yes, sir. Word. Yes, sir.
I didn't hit you, but what's the problem then?
Come on, Reverend.
And sometimes folks let word bother them.
Lord.
Oh, boy. You don't let word bother you. If ain't nobody talking about you, you ain't doing nothing anyway. When you started working for the Lord, the devil gonna say something or do something to you, some kind of way to stop you from talking about Jesus.
All the time.
You're right.
And then we just chicken and stray. They don't want to have the problem. You ain't got no problem. They have the problem.
Amen.
Come to church with your head all cooped and folk talk about me. Let them talk.
Yes, sir.
Give them some more stuff to talk about. Ask them, are you saved? Watch this now. All you say, let her go to church. The devil go to church.
Yes.
That's what folks got to understand.
Preach it,
man's soul got lost from God. Hold on, man. I say he got lost from God. He got lost from home. Watch this now. His soul. Everybody says soul.
His soul.
His soul didn't get lost.
Come on.
Yep.
Come on.
But his body didn't get lost. His body didn't get lost. But his what? Soul.
Yes, sir. Yes. Come on, Reverend.
Take my body. The devil don't want your body. He wants your soul. Soul. He wants your soul. You just don't know how valuable that soul is. But Reverend Walker, how valuable is it? It cost God all he had.
All right.
It cost God all he had, in a sense. My only son. God Almighty, our soul and body came from a different place. Different worlds. That's what you got to understand. Paul, how about... Well, anyway, you read it. How about reading, Paul? 2 Corinthians 5. 1 through the 3rd verse. then 6 through 8 verse. Watch this.
For we know that if our earthly house or this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
The devil wants to use your body, but he really wants your soul. He used a lot of bodies. Folks go to church to be worldly. And that's what Paul said. But if this the house of this tabernacle was dissolved, I have another building. In other words, do what you want with this body, but I got another building waiting on me. Kill me, shoot me, I got another house. Not made with hand, but eternal in the heavens. I got one made not in time, but eternal. In other words, God made it before I even got here. See, God went, well, I better hurry and go finish that. It was made before I got here. Wait on me! If the extra house was dissolved, I got another building not made with hand, but eternal in the heaven. God already done fixed an eternal type. Worn to last throughout eternity. God Almighty. Your soul live in a house. Your soul live in a house that can wear out. Your soul came from heaven. Your body came from the earth. God Almighty. And it can wear out. But your soul can never wear out. Why? Because it's God part. It's God breath. It's God.
Amen.
It can't wear out. This can't wear out. Man became what? Keep on what? Can't stop. God Almighty. Bless his holy name. Paul, you want to read some?
For in this we groan.
Listen.
Earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven.
Yeah. God Almighty. Yeah. Sometimes you be want to get out of here. Yeah. Well, I ain't ready to die. Well, that's your business. Sometimes you want to get out of here. If you get to aching. You want to get out of it, in a sense, but this house right here is grown. Honestly, designed to be clothed upon with our house, which from where? Yeah. You tell me I got another house?
No. Yeah. Come on.
Amen.
I have another house not made with, but eternal in, I got another body coming.
Yeah, right.
God Almighty, I got another body coming, which is from heaven. Watch Jesus. Jesus died. He rose. He had a glorified body. And the Bible says when we see him, we'll be like him. We'll have a body that won't ache no more. A body never gets sick no more. A body never get old no more. We have a body like Jesus. A shining type body. A glorified body. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And we be growing and sometimes want to get out of this one. Because God got another one waiting on us. But those who love the Lord. Bless his holy name. Read on, Paul.
If so be that being clothed,
God Almighty,
we should not be found naked.
Naked. A lot of folk will miss their glorified body.
All right.
They're going to be found what? Naked. Without a glorified what? Body. That soul will go where the devil live at. Y'all women say, hell, this is where the devil live at. And you'll miss that glorified what? Body. God Almighty, clothes. And sometimes saints go through things, and I know in Paul days, and sometimes folks right now may be going through things, and Christians, the devil messed with them all. He want to get out of this old house. God Almighty. Sometimes old devil mess with your house, you want to get out and go stay with the Lord. Because he got another house waiting on us. Not built with hand, but he's hung in the heaven. And where he won't be found, what? Naked. Without a glorified body. Bless his holy name. We take our soul too lightly. Jesus told me that. We take our soul too lightly. That's his holy name. Go to 6, Paul.
Therefore, we are always competent,
God Almighty,
knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord.
Hey, yes, sir. We absent. Why are we in this body? We absent from the Lord. My soul. See, y'all, come on. My soul is. My soul come out of God. And why right now I'm absent from the Lord, in a sense. But one day I'm going to stay with the Lord. Where he is, I'll be there. But right now I'm wrapped up in this old house here. And don't feel like going sometimes.
Mama.
It aches sometimes.
Mama.
Somebody got medicine that night in your pocketbook. In your pocket. Somebody put this outside here.
Mama.
Somebody got crutches. Why they can't hardly to walk for this outside house. You know how we're out on us. And
yes,
keep on running. You know sometimes. Sister, keep on twisting.
Come on,
really. This old lady, back when I was a boy, no, boy, you know, she loved to switch, you know. You know, I forgot what her name was. Boy, she just switched, you know, every time you walk, she switch. I forgot her name years ago, isn't it? And because she knows, but boy, but on down the road, she's going to start going like that a little bit now. that old body going to wear out.
All right.
You saw a house here going to wear out. That wouldn't be got medicine, ain't that right? They try to keep it going. It's going to wear out. But Paul said, I got another building. It's not made with hand, but what is called in the heaven. Absent from the body is to be what? Present with the Lord. Bless his holy name. Boy, I'm about to get it happy now. Read on, Paul.
For we walk by faith,
yeah,
not by sight.
God Almighty, walk by faith, not by sight, not by what I see.
That's right.
But by faith in Jesus Christ,
yeah,
what he said in his own word. I'm going to stick with what he said.
All right.
Walk by faith and not by sight, not by what I see. God Almighty, not by how I look, maybe crippled, but I'm still walking by faith.
Yes, sir.
Don't watch that. Watch what I got on the inside. But got me going.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Because I got a new body coming after a while. Those who gonna get who born again gonna have a new body, a glorified body after a while. And we'll have a house that can match our soul, eternal, in the heaven. If you got an eternal soul, you ought to have an eternal house to live in.
All right.
Don't need one of them wearing out. Ain't that right? On this earth, you're going to wear out, but after a while, God got another building waiting on you. Yeah, just going to go. Read on, Paul.
We are competent, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body,
God,
and to be present with the Lord.
Confident. I'm not worried, sweating, and thinking about it. No doubt, Paul. You know, I'm confident. I said, what Paul said, I want y'all to get this. I said, willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Boy, that's a big time talk there.
What Paul trying to tell us? I'd rather be with the Lord than to be in this world. Right now. Oh, boy. Right now.
Yes, sir.
If Jesus come in here and say, who would rather be with me and to be in this world? Half of us would stretch our heads. And,
yeah.
Lord Almighty. If God can tell us something like this, Lord have mercy. He's trying to let you know you ain't about to miss this good-looking, handsome body.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
You got to feed it.
Yeah.
It gets sick.
Yeah.
It get hungry.
Yeah.
You can break your leg. You get where you can't hear.
Yeah.
Get where you can't eat.
Well.
You got to gnawing on something and all that kind of stuff. But you rather be covered up in this old house than to have the one that God got waiting on you. One that never gets sick, never gets tired. Guess what? Those who don't like to bathe, you ain't got to shower no more. Think about it. You have a glorified body. I know y'all laughing, but some folks don't bathe. No, no.
Right.
You ain't got to worry about it. God got some always better than man can bring up anything with. Confident. Y'all have confidence. I know I've been born again. Y'all ought to know that. Y'all ought to know you've been what? Born again. Confident. I know he's good to me. I know what he's done for me. I know he saved me. Confident. You won't have to scratch your head. And no wonder Paul said, for better.
Uh-huh.
To be with the Lord than to be in this present world. For all the stuff you got, that stuff gonna leave you and you gonna leave it. One of the two. But Jesus promised never to leave us.
Well,
and not forsake us. Just the kind of God that we serve. Our body. Everybody say our body. Our body came from the dirt of this ground. And God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. A spirit that will keep on living. Somewhere, forever, 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 it's going to be in hell or heaven. It's going to one or two places. That means the gospel is so important. That means Jesus is so important. Your soul going somewhere to stay forever because it's not temporary. Your soul is to live somewhere forever. And we take our soul lightly. God of mine, it got to keep on living. And can't nobody work on it but Jesus. Dr. Dottier can't help you. Dr. Robinson can't help you. Dr. Pig can't help you. It's got to be Dr. Jesus. God sent his only son down here to take care of that for us. And we running from Jesus. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, this is what Satan wants to keep man ignorant of. His lifetime soul. His lifetime soul. That will never stop living. Somewhere it's going to live. In hell or heaven forever. You got to hear about hell. Preachers don't say nothing about hell, but it's still there.
Amen.
And folks still going in right now as I speak. You don't take it lightly. That means you got to hear truth. God not playing with us. See, we take the things something to play with, but it's not playing. You're playing with your soul, Walker. You don't play with your own soul. See, you going somewhere to stay forever. Look at your neighbor and say, where are you going? Everybody.
everybody going somewhere after they die. It's hell or heaven. It's just that simple.
That's right.
You're going to one, you can't go to both of them at the same time. You're going to one of the two. And my brother and sister, every human being on this earth is a living soul. And our soul will never stop living. The soul is an inner nature of the man and his entire personality. And it is the spirit that proceeds from God. A living being, a living soul. And it is designed for everlasting life. God designed it for that. And it is free from the body. It can live without the body. It is the image of God. It can live without the body. I say it can live without the body. And my brothers and sisters, our souls are from heaven. Then we need a spiritual doctor. God Almighty. From heaven to work on a sick, sin soul. We got doctors to work on this body, this house. But if you need your soul worked on, you've got to go to heaven and get the doctor Jesus. If no doctor on this earth can work on that, it only got to be Dr. Jesus. He come to work on souls. Can't nobody work on it. You got to call on. When God brought it to me, I got happy. Dr. Jesus is the only one can work on a spiritual soul. Nobody else can do it. He the only somebody can help this sin sick soul. The Bible says, this body is dust, and it shall return to the dust again. But one day, we will have a glorified body. Have y'all ever thought about that? We will have a glorified body. When Jesus got about the grave, he had a what? Glorified, a shining type body. God Almighty. One that you don't have to work on no more. We don't need no doctor to work on this one. A body, if I want to go somewhere, I can just gone. If I want to walk through doors, I can go through doors. Glorified body. I don't need no train, no airplane. Have a body glorified.
Yes,
Jesus went where he wanted to go.
Yes,
when he didn't want to ride in a boat, he went where he wanted to go. He just vanished and go where he wanted to go. How you get here? I was here before you got here. He's some Jesus. That be still on his side. He's some Jesus. There's nobody like him. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, I found out that we don't have much about, we don't know much about our soul. When we die, our soul are still in the state of consciousness. Consciousness. When we die, our soul still remember. It have knowledge. Are we still alive or dead? Knowing where we will be forever and to know one another. What? Conscience. Our soul don't vanish to be nothing. And if you don't watch yourself, we're going to miss some folks in heaven. I believe, I don't know how God got that thing fixed. He didn't tell me, but I saw something in the Bible. I saw something about that rich man in there. And I saw Lazarus. They recognized one another.
All right, brother.
Matter of fact, one was in hell and one was in heaven.
That's right.
A kept place. Where no more crying in the hot places. And
Lazarus.
God Almighty. In different places. One hot and one cool. I'm not talking about cold, but cool. Comfortable. Yeah. The one was burning. And this ain't no fire burning up, but still burning. God Almighty. Paul, how about look at Luke 16 for me? 19 through 25.
There was a certain rich man.
Oh, he was rich.
Which was clothed in purple and fine linen.
Yeah.
And fared sumptuously every day.
Got sharp every day.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. Every day. He was rich. Put on what he wanted to put on.
Yes.
Called Papa Frank and his servant to come. Bring me blue. Bring me my red robe.
Yes.
Bring me my purple robe. Bring me this robe. And matter of fact, he even has to just lift up. He sat down and put shoes on his feet. And
yes, sir.
He was sharp every day. Sharp. Every day.
Yes.
He didn't come out with no patches on. Sharp every day. Read on, Paul.
And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus.
Huh.
Which was laid at his gate.
At the rich man's gate.
Go full on. Of soul.
Full of what? Soul. This rich fella, he's sharp. Sharp as a tack. And the old folks said, rust as a nail. I don't know if he obeys or not. I'm just saying that. Man. But he was sharp as a tack. God Almighty. Old poor man. Left. Begging. Full of soul at his gate. What happened, Paul?
And desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table.
God Almighty.
Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores.
Hungry. God Almighty. Want the crumbs. I want a whole cake. Just give me some crumbs.
Yeah.
That fell from the rich man's table. And God healed the man by getting dogs. Dogs. I talked about that about a week ago, I think. And dogs used to lick our souls when we was boys. Because we was poor. Couldn't go to no doctor. Don't know where no doctor was. Them folk had that strong linen and all the other stuff and mix it together and rub it on us and put hot meat, fat meat on it and go down. Y'all young folk don't know nothing I'm talking about.
All right.
I bet so many fellas, I bet you'll tell you the same thing.
That's right.
Had no money to go to no doctor.
You're right, Pastor.
No, God gave them old folks something white, boy.
Yes, that's right.
Get swollen up around there, boy. They go get some fat meat.
Yeah.
Fat meat, yeah, fat meat. Put that fat meat on that thing and go down. Rough you up with some talent when you got a cold. Can't got the whooping cough. Cool, cool, cool. Oh, cool. Then get that talent and rub it on you, boy. You stop coughing. It's what? God made it what because we didn't have nothing. When God get himself, he can make you do anything. It might not work now, but buddy, it will work indeed. We have some praying fans back in them days, but they tell God, Lord, I ain't got nothing. But that stuff worked. I told you last week, a week before last, dog licked his soul.
Yeah.
You don't lick some of mine. Who in here has a dog licked his soul? Don't be ashamed. That's right, boy. Tell the truth, boy. I don't know if it worked or not, but it worked then. You ain't going to have no problem with it. All you got to do is be sat down and let him come over there. He's going to start licking wherever the soul is. He ain't going to be rambling around there trying to find nothing else. He's sat soul, he's going to start licking. And after a while, 1 or 2 days, you see it healing up. Healing up. After a while, it's healed. Dr. Dog worked on it. God can fix things when he wants to fix things. Things that are ordinary happen, he make them happen because we don't have no money. He's a doctor in a sick room. He's a lawyer in a court room. He'll feed you when you're hungry. He can make anything work for him.
Speak,
that's right. That's right.
But Reverend Walker, what?
Come on, Reverend.
It's still working. Try it and see.
Yes.
Don't try to make no fools out of God now.
Yes.
Don't try to make no fool out of you. Get yourself messed up. But if you need him,
yes.
I said need him.
Yes.
I said need him.
Yes.
You can call him.
Yes.
That's right.
I said you can call him.
Yes.
You ain't got to have no telephone. You can call him.
Yes.
I don't care where you are. You can call him.
Yes.
Call him up and tell him what you want. I ain't joking with you. It works.
Yes.
Sister Larry, it works.
Yes.
I know about what don't you sometimes, didn't it?
Yes.
Well, you don't mind saying yes. I know you don't. Yeah. God make the soul get well. For the licking of a dog. Have nothing. Lick the soul. Soul's got well. God Almighty. Ain't he the great God? Lick the soul. Real Paul.
And it came to pass.
Yeah.
That the beggar died.
Listen now.
And was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom.
Yeah.
The rich man also died and was buried.
Why they went to different places like that? Huh? One went to Abraham's bosom, the other went, he just dead and was buried. And said, well, he went just dead and buried. But in other words, watch this now. What God is trying to tell her, his soul went to be with God in Abraham's bosom. His body made it went in the ground.
Catalina,
but his soul,
Catalina,
God Almighty,
Catalina,
going back to God. But the rich man, but guess what? That means his soul went to hell. Just buried him. His soul went to hell. God Almighty. We don't fall my time by going.
And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom.
Paul, you tell me that's what that thing said?
Yes, sir. In hell.
In hell.
He lifted up his eyes.
In other words, when he died, he went to hell.
Yes, sir.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? He lifted up his eyes. See, he died, and the eyes were closed till that little moment. And when he opened his eyes up, he was in hell. God Almighty. Yeah. You know that moment he died. He just died. But when he opened his eyes, he was in hell. But Abraham went in the bosom of God. He called the bosom of Abraham because he believed Abraham. But he went to be with God. God Almighty. Read on, Paul, right quick.
And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame.
Well, who told you there wasn't no hell?
Well,
you going to argue with the Bible or hear what folks talking about?
That's right.
He woke up where?
Yeah.
Tormented. He wasn't down there playing cards. He wasn't down there saying hallelujah. No, he was down there hot.
That's right.
Hot.
Yeah.
Flame of fire that can never be consumed.
Yeah.
Be there throughout eternity.
That's right.
Forever.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, you're there. Where? Forever.
Yes, sir.
Always remember that the God, what these folks may say around here, that's the devil talking. There's no hell. I don't believe there's a hell. I was talking to somebody in Milan. He told me about somebody. He was saying, I made, I'm going to call it that. He said, he don't believe there is a hell. Don't even believe that is a hell. Paul said, call the rich man up. He said, in hell he lifted up his eye. That means when that moment he come to, look at him. Tormented. He was not there feeling good. He was hiding. In torment, I'm hot. Flame and not cool. Flame is hot.
Yes, sir.
I don't care where he go. Watch this now. Everywhere he go, he gonna be what? Ain't no relax nowhere. Watch this now. He'll be like that throughout eternity. Ain't no be that 10 years. Let me call you back up and see how you're doing. You there forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
That's right.
Don't let the devil mess you up, because that's where he's going. Folks don't know how important their soul is.
Amen.
Watch this now. They recognize one another. That's James over yonder, isn't it? That Mac. That's Susan, y'all.
All right.
Hey, Susan!
No.
It won't be like that. But God let that happen.
Amen.
But you can recognize one another. I'm so glad I'm not going to hell. I don't know
what
to
do. Amen. Amen.
In flame forever and ever and ever and ever. Nobody can help them nowhere. God Almighty. Paul, got one more verse.
But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented.
Y'all see what that Bible said? We take this Bible too lightly. Half of us don't want to believe it. They're trying to reprint it. That's the devil. Reprint the Bible. That's the devil doing these things. They say it's not true. That's the devil. He know his time ain't long. He's trying to get all the souls he can to go with it. You got to believe the Bible. This really took place. Now, this ain't no parable here. I said, this is not no parable.
All right.
No parable.
Sir.
God Almighty. Parable is the thing, you know, that world, you know, God fixing the God. This is not a parable. This took place. There was a rich man. There was a poor man.
Yeah,
name was called. How the case may be. It was real. Watch this now. Let me go. Folks who go to hell, you don't go there stay 6 months.
No, sir.
I ain't trying to make it sound funny, but see, you don't go there for a year.
Right.
You look prison. How many years you got? I got 6. I got 5 years. I ain't got long. When you go there, it ain't no way out.
Right.
It's one way in and no way out.
Amen. Right.
That means I don't take preaching lightly.
Yes, sir.
That means I don't play with folks' soul. I don't play with your soul. I'm responsible for your soul. Every preacher who's been called a preacher is responsible for your soul.
You're right.
They need to come out the pulpit if they ain't going to tell you the truth.
Right.
We said we would read the Bible, but preach the Bible.
Preach, Reverend.
We can let the devil fool us all we want to fool us. All that talk. Don't believe everything in the Bible. That's the devil talk. Watch this. I'm about to get happy. I done found out, preacher, that God called you to be a preacher, you ought to tell folks the truth.
Amen.
Watch this now. Don't be afraid to tell them the truth.
Right, Pastor.
If they don't want to speak to you, that's their business. If they don't like you, that's their business. They hated Jesus. They hated Paul. Them. Tell folks the truth where their blood won't be on you.
Mama.
Watch this. Now, I don't know about this, but my brother told me, old preacher told him, years ago, he said he had a dream. He said he dreamed God let him went to hell. That's what he told me now, my brother, he's a preacher. And he said he was walking around and seeing things. He said, who are that big crowd over yonder? In hell. God let him went to hell. In hell. Who are that big crowd over yonder? He said, God told him, those are preachers over there.
Mama.
Preachers. That's what he said. That's what my brother told me. He said, this preacher told him. He had a dream. Preacher. So many folks been called a preacher and ain't been called. Everybody coming to proof it ain't been called a preacher. The devil got preachers like Jesus got preachers. And we got to understand that. A false preacher gonna tell you a lie. They make you feel good all the time. No, tell folks the truth. If they walk all that or walk, they still got to walk somewhere else.
All right.
You make sure the blood ain't on you, preachers.
All right.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I know somebody went, he died. Well, he did die.
Yep.
But you want to have that little sound in it.
Go ahead, brother.
Y'all get to shouting. You better make sure they're telling you the truth.
Right.
If you holler, let them holler, but make sure they're telling you the truth.
Yeah.
Your soul is at stake.
Yeah.
Your soul ain't nothing to play with. Wherever you go in there to stay, whether you believe it or not, if you don't believe it, the devil got you in that shape right now.
Yeah. God bless you, brother. God bless you.
This is how I feel. The devil got you feeling like
yes.
that. Don't go by how you feel. Go by what God done say.
Yes.
That's right.
This is the word of God.
Yes.
He loved man so, so.
That's right, God. So.
Jesus came down him himself.
That's right.
And you know, he went to hell. Jesus went to hell to keep us from going to hell. Somebody had to pay a price. And God, only son, he got his own, he ever won. He got his only son to come down to die for our sin to keep us from going to hell. He paid the price. Hung on the cross. Put him in the grave. But he got the grave in his hand. He paid a price that he didn't owe just for you and me to keep us from going. We got to know what Jesus come to this world for. He come to save lost souls. Souls. He come to save lost souls. You don't know how important your soul is. And God told me, folks in church, ain't concerned about their soul. You better believe this Bible. You better believe this Bible. It works. If a man die without Jesus, he going to hell. And he don't put no Sheol and Hades. It's H-E-L-L, hell. Well, anybody can understand it. Kind of fix nothing. Be gone. Tell the truth to folks. They don't like you for the truth. That's them in God's business. Don't you worry about that, preacher. You just tell folks the truth where the blood will be on you. Truth will make you free. Truth will set you free. And sometimes we preach the gospel about things like these and you don't hear too much now. See, think folks may leave. That's them in God's business. I don't want the blood on me no kind of way. And when God give me a message, I'm going to bring it if I got the room. He died. But I'm going to get him up out the grave. He didn't stay dead. But I live. I may run, but I'm tough. Say he died. But he didn't stay dead. He got up. He got up. Did he get up, yo? He got up with all power in his hand. Ain't no more power nowhere. When Jesus come here, he said, I got all power, and I got it all in my hand. Ain't no more nowhere. I got it all. I don't care where you go, that's my power. I don't care where you go, that's my power. I let you have what I want to have and take what I want to take. Get you out my way when I feel like it. We don't take souls lightly. I don't. I'm not boasting. I don't take souls lightly. And Jesus told me, when he got me on this theory, men's soul, they not paying it no attention. Said, a lot of them don't understand. Don't understand. It's real. First of all, you got to believe that it's what? Real. You got to believe the Bible. You got to believe the Bible. They're trying to change the Bible. They're changing it. They're doing everything. These are the last days. I promise you, these are the last days. And watch, now put this in your book if you want. Now watch. See, we the church of Laodicea. Now watch economy. I'm told it's going to grow after a while. Watch. Economy is going to grow. Why? The church of Laodicea was rich and need for nothing. They claimed they were rich and need Jesus. We don't need you. He out there knocking, trying to get in. At his own door now. Somebody came to the door. What you want? I'm Jesus. I'm Jesus. Let me in. They won't even let him in. Just why I may be in heaven now. But what? You're going to see after a while American sinking. I told you she's sinking every day. And she don't even realize. The economy going to grow. And the church going to grow. But not saved. But grow. We don't need Jesus. They're going to get to a point. Notice how our church is accepting everything now. The stuff that we call sin ain't no sin no more. Just watch. I promise you, just watch. Promise you. You're seeing disaster after disaster. It's happening. It's in the Bible here. These are the last days. I promise you, these are the last days. You can see the signs of his coming. Because we got it written in the book. And we the church that represent Laodicea. The church that they are rich and need for nothing. Church going to get money going to be flying. I ain't going to say nothing about on TV. Nothing, but these folks put hair on TV before you know it. I ain't going to say nothing about the president. They're watching everything. Just watch. I'm not trying to bring them. I told y'all, I said about 6 or 7 months ago, I said, they're going to start shooting up church. Boom, it start. Now, what? Disaster's going to be disasters. Notice, you see disaster happening everywhere. California is going through now. Disasters. If ain't this, it's going to be that. See, American sinking. Why are we going to walk because they're leaving Jesus? They're leaving Jesus. And when you leave Jesus, you ain't got no hope. Your hope is gone. He is man's last hope for his soul. He is man's last hope for his soul. Jesus come to save souls. Not gold, but soul. He don't need no gold. All the gold already here. He so loved the world, he gave his life to save what? Soul. He went to hell to keep us from going. Because he God. He can get up when he felt like it. He got up when he felt like it. But he's showing us an example. Through him, you don't have to go to hell. Don't take that lightly now. I know some churches, they don't got big shocks and you don't say nothing about hell.
No, sir.
It's still there.
No, right, Pastor.
I say it's still there.
Yes, sir.
It ain't going nowhere until God come back and destroy it. And folks will be in there. And you see, we can know, recognize one another. That rich man and that poor man had the rich man begging. Because he looked, God let him look over there in there. So, paradise. Saw that rich man. Saw Larry, that poor man. Oh, they're just relaxing. Cool. Ain't hot. Comfortable. I don't know what he had. Fan or whatever it was. He don't need no fan because it's comfortable there. But he was hot. And wanted to tell him, go tell my brothers. My brothers just like me. I'm trying to keep him from not even wanting to evangelize. God in hell trying to evangelize. Go tell my brother to come down here. Oh, he can't go up there. He can't come down here. He can't go over there. I wish I had another hour to preach, but my time up in there. I bring y'all don't clap. They don't clap, couple. But watch this. We finna go. We ain't got night service. We finna go. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Jesus come to save us. Why is it that sometimes when we lost, I ain't talking about you who saved us, be ashamed to give your life to Jesus? Why? It's the church. What you coming to church for? If you're not saved, what you coming here for? Think. You got to think.
Right.
I'm going to say it again. If you're not saved, why did you come in here? Glad to have everybody. But why did you come? Reverend Walker is going to talk about Jesus. On every building you see here, got his name on it.
Yes, amen.
As a matter of fact, if you take that all out, I got a car got it on it.
Amen. All right.
I'm a Jesus freak, if you want to call it like that. I love Jesus. I know what he's done for me. I don't know what he's done for you, but I know what he's done for me. He saved my soul. I'm saved. I'm not going to hell. By his grace, he saved my life. And he told me to tell the world.
Bless you.
Told me to tell the world about him.
Yeah.
Well, he real.
Yeah.
I ain't joking. God knows he real.
Yeah.
He come to save folks. Don't be ashamed to give your life to Christ. Ain't nobody going to get mad but the devil. But the devil. He wants your soul to go where he going. He know where he going. His house already built.
Yes, sir.
And that's in hell forever. Ain't no second chance, ain't nothing. You have one chance, and that's the chance on this side.
All right.
And the Bible says, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth, and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Everybody say saved.
Saved.
Well, if you say saved from what? Hell.
Well.
The Bible said that. I don't know what folks saying, but what the Bible said. And when you say you feel good, that you don't have to go to hell. Watch this now. And he don't want you to come by feeling. He wants you to come by faith. A man not saying, look what he said. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's a faith walk and not a fear walk. It is said, if a man feel, thou shalt be saved.
No,
but a man, what? Believe.
Right.
What this Bible said. Thou shalt be saved. It ain't, you jumping up, hollering, hallelujah, if you want. If God put it on your heart, that's your business. But just simply coming to Jesus, say, I'm giving my life.
All right.
Whosoever confess his name shall be saved. Let us all stand. I'm opening the doors of the church.
there be one? Will there be one? Will there be another one? Don't be ashamed of Jesus. Please don't. Don't be ashamed of him. You got to meet him one day. God knows you got to meet him. Ain't nobody gonna get mad but the devil. Ain't nobody gonna get mad but the devil. Ain't nobody gonna get mad but the devil. Because you know if you don't get saved, he knows where you're going. You're going with him. You're going with him to stay forever. Stay forever. And he has fixed it where you don't have to go to hell. This is what church is all about. The church is to evangelize the world after they know Jesus for himself. That's what the church is all about. We've got to get how Jesus' name don't get out if we don't keep it going out. Trying to get souls saved. This is our job. This is the church job. But to feed the flock. This is what don't go on now. We don't hurt enough by getting rich. You find out you ain't got rich. Nobody may be rich, but just go to Jesus, he'll make you rich. That's not in the Bible. Not in the Bible. You rich when you have Jesus in your life. You may have received all your life, but when they, you will receive, you'll be a billionaire when you go be with Jesus. A billionaire. You've got to be a billionaire if God got to speak where I can walk on streets of gold. Streets. And don't even need no car. Well, how that going to work, Reverend Walker? I don't know how God got things fixed, but if I want to go somewhere, I just vanish. Don't need no Cadillac. Don't need no Buick. Just go. Will there be another one? Christian experience about left. Don't be ashamed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just bear with me. I'm going to let you go. Just bear with me a minute. Still waiting on somebody. Reason.
They go back to your room.
Celeste. How you doing, Celeste?